Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is Monday. Futures are up slightly. So Jason, you're going to be on Fox shortly. And you're saying that a lot of the money in AI has largely been made by the run-up that happened last week.
That's an understatement. We have feasted in terms of AI gains. S&P is up 16%, NASDAQ quarter to date up over 20%, and the SOX index, the semiconductors, are 50% this quarter alone. So we're entering the phase where it's walk the walk, show me the money, deliver on earnings, deliver on high free cash flow. It's not to suggest that it's untenable for AI to continue to go up. It's that earnings need to grow into valuations. And so we're suggesting investors remain long, but look for some consolidation and digestion of this big meal. We may get rotation. We're certainly likely to get some sideways action in trading.
Okay, speaking of rotation, you are saying there's this rotation opportunity and we should maybe look to consumer discretionary.
That's right. So the first half of the year, obviously an AI story. I think the second act is the consumer. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, we are on the path of this diplomacy with respect to the Strait of Hormuz, and the price of oil is starting to abate. The price at the pump should come down soon as well. And when that happens, it's in effect a tax cut. And the consumer makes up 2/3 of our economy, and the consumer has largely been sitting on their hands. Yes, consumer staples are up, not as much as the market because oil feeds into a lot of their products, but consumer discretion stocks are only up 3%. So if oil does abate and so does gas prices, that's more incremental dollars in the pocket of the consumer where she could spend that elsewhere.
Mm. So to summarize, be confidently contrarian and look to other sectors, not just tech.
That's a great way to phrase it. And the consumer is someone you don't want to bet against, because in an economy that's likely to continue to rise, mm-hmm. you want to be long the people that fuel that economy, and that's the consumer.
That's great. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.